On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson softball team has clinched a super regional berth after defending their home field and winning the Indianola Regional. The Storm began their weekend winning over Greenville 4-0 and then a come-from-behind win in the winner's bracket game against St. Benedict 12-6. In Game 1 on Saturday, they lost 4-3, and the Storm bounced back to win 3-2 to win the regional. Here's some highlights from all four games of their tournament.
For the first time since 2010, the Storm are on their home turf to begin NCAA tournament play, and they're going to welcome in their first matchup of the tournament is going to be the fourth-seeded 31-11 champions of the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference 13-3 regular season, the Greenville Panthers. Here's the 2-2. This one's in right field. It's down for a base hit. One comes in and another comes in. And Simpson strikes first ahead 2-0 on Greenville. It's a 2-RBI base hit into right field for Brent Ortland. And for Ortland, RBIs number 11 and 12 on her 2026 campaign. Idle Bauer called out on strikes her first time up. Swings this one high, deep into center field. It's off the wall. Steen gets the green light from third to come around to score. Heidelbauer's on her way to third. She slides in safely. That's an RBI triple. Ashlyn Steen scores. 3-0 Storm ahead here on Greenville. And that ball was smoked off the wall. Lefave looking to avoid that. Here's the 2-2 from Emma Lefave. This one's hit in the air. Second base, running in, caught. Ball game, Storm win. All right, at second base, the ball was caught by Addison Gookin, charging in, making the basket catch, and shutting out Greenville 4-0. Tournament, whether it be a winner's bracket game or somewhere further down the line. St. Benedict is in at 34-9. Simpson in at 35-5. Two teams won their conference tournaments against really good competition. And this should be just a fantastic matchup on paper. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Heidelbauer. And this ball smoked out to center field. Back at the wall. Goodbye, Megan Heidelbauer. And she picks up right where she left off after her triple yesterday. Goes yard for the first home run of the Indianola Regional. And Megan Heidelbauer puts her team in front early in this ball game. Here's the pitch. Obelton hits this to short. Touches, fields it. Toss to second. Throws wide. The throw is wide into right field. One's in. Two's in. 6-4. And St. Benedict is falling apart on the defensive side of the softball. And now this one's hit at the middle. It gets through. It's 6-5 in Indianola. Holy buckets. And now you have your tying run in scoring position, still just one out. This is unreal. James hits this down the third baseline. It sneaks through into left field. One's in. Here comes another 9-6. Simpson storming back into this game and now has insurance runs. What a turn of events here in the Indianola Regional. Now up the middle. Base hit gets in around third. Here comes another run. That's run number 10, number 9 of the inning. And Simpson's up 4. In the score is Mackenzie James. Here's the pitch. And this one's hit high into right field. And coming in and unable to make the catch. It's off the glove of Tremel. One's in. Another is safe. Beats the throw and the tag. Two more for Simpson tacked on in the seventh. An 11-run inning. And they have now doubled the Benny's run total after trailing by 5 heading into the inning. This one's hit up in the air, in the infield. Now shallow right field, calling off the dogs. Gookin makes the catch, and Simpson comes from behind in 11-run seventh. In a group hug in the circle. 3 days of softball. Today, it's our final two teams here at the Indianola Regional. It's the 36-5 top-seeded Simpson College Storm. They're going to take on the 35-10 St. Benedict Bennies here in the title match. Shaner hits this to short. Touches, tosses over to first, and the throw is not in time. That's an RBI base hit for Shaner, and Simpson's ahead 1-0 in the first inning in the Indianola Regional. Now 1-1, excuse me. One ball, one strike. Throw down and out. Caught up in a pickle here. Run scores. The distraction there and out. Run does count. Run does count. But so it's a 3-2 game. Shaner stolen or picked off, I should say, at first base. But the run does count. We do have a one-run game here in Indianola. Here's the pitch. Heidelbauer hits this. Up the middle. It's through. Here comes Ortlund around third. In safely. The throw is out. And just maybe a little too aggressive there by Bruning. There's two gone with a runner on second. Here's the 2-2. James hits this up in the air. Blooper, right center field. Freeberg catches it. Bennies win 4-3. We'll play again. St. Benedict survives over Simpson 4-3. Heidelbauer hits this through the right side. And Simpson cuts the lead in half. It's 2-1. It's an RBI single for Megan Heidelbauer, and the Storm aren't done yet. 0-for-2 with a ground out and a line out, right back to second. Throw to second is tall! It's too tall! And another throwing error from Wallace! First and second, one out! This one's hit at the middle, it's through! And now around third, here comes Gookin. The throw home is to the side! We're tied in Indianola! 2-2, top seven. Wow. And the errors come back to bite the Bennies again. Here's Ortlund now. Same situation, first and second, but you're tied. Ortlund, blue pit, left center field. It's on the ground. It's 3-2, Simpson. Throw to third is in time to get Obelton. But nonetheless, the Storm do take the lead 3-2, and now they have three outs to get before they could steal one from the Bennies. Head coach Brent Mathias is wanting this place to blow the roof off. Cronin, the pitch. Grounded here. Cronin throws to home. Force out. Simpson defends their home field and wins the Indianola Regional. 3-2, and Simpson has clinched a super regional berth. And the Storm, the magical ride of the 2026 season, continues for at least two more games on their home field.
Once again, that was highlights from the weekend for the Simpson softball Indianola Regional victory. Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.
The center page of today's Lely Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
The Central College softball team participated in its record 34th NCAA Division III tournament last Thursday and Friday in Indianola. I'm Trevor Castle, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we'll have highlights from the three Dutch games as heard live on 92.1 KRLS with myself and Kara Huseman on the call. Central was the 3 seed in the 4-team regional and started play with a 3-2 loss to St. Benedict of Minnesota on Thursday.
3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And Peyton Levine starts the bottom of the first with a swinging strikeout against the Bennies. Here's another two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went downstairs on that 0-2 offering. And Huseman strikes out below for the second out of the second inning. Swung on and grounded into left field and through the 5.5 hole. Runner is coming from second as well and safe. And it's a 2-run single for Lauren Freeberg. And St. Ben's strikes first in the bottom of the third, 2-0 Bennies. Bases full of Dutch for Jackie Sledden. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball right to the second baseman, makes the throw and ends the inning. The Dutch are stacking up chances, but coming up empty. We're halfway home. St. Ben's 2, Central nothing. And Stoffelbeam lines one into center field. Base hit. Miller held at third. It's an RBI single for Sarah Stoffelbeam. And Central is finally on the board. It's 3-1 St. Ben's.
Boy, does that feel good.
Here's Addy Starr, last chance. Popped it up. And Peterson dives. Did she hang on? Yes! What a catch by Jesse Peterson, sliding in foul territory for the final out of the game. And St. Ben's holds on for dear life and beats Central 3-2.
That loss sent the Dutch into an elimination game on Friday afternoon, and they took care of business 11-5 against fourth-seeded Greenville of Illinois.
Duncan hits a fly ball, deep left field, carrying, and gone! Riley Duncan belts a leadoff home run in the top of the first inning, and Central strikes first with a 1-0 lead.
And as Coach said in that pregame speech, getting a run on the board for Ella and for our defense just feels so much better. And I said yesterday, I feel really good when we score first.
Trying to get something through and score. Emma Anderson at second base. Pitch from Salas is high. Runner is going. Throw is down and by and into left field. Anderson pops up. Throw home. And she's safe. So a stolen base. An errant throw. And Emma Anderson has cut the Greenville lead to 4-2. Runner is going. Stoffelbeam trying to get drawn into a pickle. The run scores. And now Stoffelbeam will try to pull a Houdiniak. Dives a second. Safe. Stoffelbeam, look at what I found. Miller scores, and Stoffelbeam takes second anyway.
Chip, chip, chip away, Central. Keep going.
And there's a swing and a pop-up to Higgins at third in foul territory. A leaping grab right in front of the Ulrich Ford Lincoln radio broadcast booth. Making the catch, flashing the leather. Double H, one down. Now Addy Starr, who is one of the players you want up in a situation like this, but so far not in the postseason. She's 0-5, and in all five of her at-bats, she's had runners on base for her. And now she hits a drive, deep to center field, and gone! What a way to break the slump, Addy Starr! A two-run homer, and it's 5-4 Central! Duncan, line drive, left center field. Extra bases again for Riley. Henry scores. Riley coasts into second with a two-out RBI double, and the Dutch now lead by two.
Great swing by Riley. She's just seeing the ball really well. She did yesterday, too.
8-4, Central leads Greenville in an elimination game, and Jackie Sledden hits a hard ground ball to short, and the throw is dropped by Salas, and safe in two-run score. Another Greenville error, their fourth of the game, and Central has a 10-4 lead. Now they're trying to steal an extra run, and Underwood scores! The inning should have been over, but all three base runners score, 11-4 Central. And it's popped up, left field, Henry, again!
Oh
my gosh. A diving catch in left field, foul territory!
Holy cow, Allie Henry. I'm sorry. Those are some of the best catches I've seen in a, I don't know, man. I've seen some great catches by Sarah Tallman and by Emma Johnson, but that catch, that rivals them all.
Two down now. Last chance for Greenville and Salas. Who else? Allie Henry on the run. Another diving catch in left field. And Allie Henry has closed this one out. Central 11, Greenville 5.
That win set up a rematch against St. Ben's in another elimination game Friday afternoon, with the Bennies once again topping Central, this time 4-0.
No balls, two strikes from Jayden Huseman. Swing and a miss, strike three. Touches tried to climb the ladder and came up empty. There's two down here at the top of the first. Line drive. And it is caught by Miller. Throw to first. Double play. She just barely scooped it off the turf. And the Dutch have turned their 12th defensive double play of the season. And a huge first two outs with the bases loaded in the third. Ground ball. Starr on a hop. Saves a run. If that gets by Addy, St. Ben's is on the board. But she picks it clean on one hop. Steps on the bag, and we are halfway home in a scoreless game here in Indianola. Another three ball, two strike pitch from Jayden Huseman. No score here in the sixth. swing and a miss. Strike three. Jaden Huseman punches out Tuscany Ballard, and there's two away. Tauchus hits a ground ball to second. Miller to Stumpelbeam, and it's thrown into center field. And the Central defense that has been so solid comes unraveled here in the seventh, and St. Ben's has a 1-0 lead. Bases loaded, bottom of the seventh. Popped it up. Shallow right. Catch is made by Freeburg. And this ball game and Central season are over. St. Benedict scores four runs in the top of the seventh inning. And our final score, St. Ben's 4, Central 0.
Here's a quick word from Central coach George Wares after the tournament.
Softball is really important as far as the winning part of it, but if that's all you do it for, you're really doing it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, seeing this person play her last game and, you know, and seeing Sarah came in from a JUCO and I don't think really knew what team chemistry was all about. And now seeing her cry because she's not going to play with her again. So that's what makes it hard, you know. So no matter when it ends, it's going to be that way. And I told the players, if it isn't hurting like hell right now, then you really didn't invest as much as you needed to. And clearly they invested a lot.
Central finished its 2026 season with a record of 30-14. For today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA KRLS Sports.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, a little bit different race recap. Really, nothing really ever got going at the Knoxville Raceway on Saturday as rain started just as the first Pro Sprints heat race got going. So everything was scrapped for the rest of the night. But during live trackside, we got to talk to one of the young up-and-coming drivers in the 410 series, Jace Park out of Overland Park, Kansas. Tyler Crabb had a chance to talk with Jace about his start to the season and how one famous driver that runs at Knoxville has helped him out.
Jace, just tell us about the start. What was kind of the expectation coming in, and what's kind of been the thought after the first few weeks here, man?
I mean, yeah, we've been off to a good start so far. Really happy with how we've been running and just growing as a team. I'd say it's hard to set expectations with starting a new program like this, but definitely makes it easier having a guy like Brian Brown helping us out. Man, it's just been such a great opportunity to not only learn as a driver, but learn all the aspects of the car and just be more aware of what's going on. But yeah, it's been a great opportunity for me, and had some good nights here so far, and just always happy to be back at Knoxville Raceway. This place is so special. Yeah, just looking forward to tonight and seeing how things play out.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about tonight as we go throughout, but when we talk about starting up this program, take us through the process. What's that been like trying to get this set up and getting to the point where you can have that success here?
Yeah, so it's just been a journey. Just started out with the bare frame in the shop and just putting it together. Been a long process and a long winter of preparation, but yeah, things have been going good so far and just learning how to build a race team.
Well, you talk about building that race team too. I see that you've got that opportunity, right, to continue to grow this team as well. You know, doing it kind of looks like, as you mentioned, with the help of Brian and then just with your guys' team as well. What's that been like, just having that partnership here with Brian down here, kind of getting the chance to learn from him?
It's been great. I don't know. I couldn't be more grateful. It just makes things a whole lot easier on us, just having that extra reassurance and having the guys to put us in the right step forward. But yeah, I feel like every night we've gotten more comfortable and gotten better in the car, just fine-tuning some things, getting the car more comfortable for me. You know, obviously, drivers have their preferences and like their different feels. So what I might like might not work for Brian or vice versa. But yeah, it's been good so far, and just good having that reassurance for sure, and having all the guys to talk and communicate with.
I know you didn't get a chance to hear what Derek said up top there before we started, but he talked about the fact that you had a couple of top five finishes. You put it in the A-man both nights of the World of Outlaws. How much confidence has that just given this team here early on this year to know that you can go out there and race against the best?
Yeah, it's a huge confidence booster for sure, especially with that Outlaws weekend. Our first time here in the car, didn't really have any expectations and was super pumped to put it in the show both nights. And yeah, had some good runs here with the weekly point series, and getting those two top fives is another big confidence booster going into tonight, especially, and just following the rest of the race season. So just got to keep our heads down and keep working towards it, being consistent, and rolling the car in the trailer.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you too tonight, because this is the first day we've really had to worry about it, where we've got a little bit of rain mode in here tonight. How does that kind of change your feel for how the night's going to go, how you want to set up the car, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a little bit of a moisture in the air, so truck will be gripped up. I think there was some rain here. We got here last night. Yeah, I mean, it's every night. You never know how the night's going to play out. It just start with hot laps and you go from there. But yeah, just hoping we can get the night in and looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Jace, appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing this 28 car up front again.
Thank you.
Again, that was Knoxville Raceway 410 driver Jace Park on his good start to the 2026 season. We'll have more of today's Lely Radio Sports Page next on KNIA KRLS.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.